Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Better You. I am your host, Fernand Ramirez, and thank you for clicking on this episode. I am so excited to have you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's topic because it is one that I think we can all agree that we've all struggled with at one point or another. This is talking about self-worth and not placing your self-worth in the hands of other people, in the hands of algorithms, in the hands of people that you don't even know, that you don't even like, that you wouldn't take advice from, that you wouldn't want their life. Just overall, not seeking validation from the outside world and knowing that you are enough simply by being human. I feel like this is an episode that is really important to make and just a topic that's really important to talk about because whether you are in school and you're trying to achieve a certain grade, or maybe you're a content creator and you're trying to reach a certain follower amount, or maybe you're a model and you're going to scouting tryouts, I don't know what they're called, and you're trying to be picked based on your appearance, or you're trying to fit in with a new group of friends and you just want to be liked. I feel like we're always placing so much of our attention on how other people perceive us, or if they think that we're enough, or are we doing enough? And it can be really tiring and overall can lead to burnout, which is not a place that we want to be at. Again, this is something that a lot of people are struggling in this day and age, especially with so much social media going on and constantly feeling like we need to get a certain amount of likes or a certain amount of followers to feel good enough or to feel cool enough. And I feel like if I was a teenager during these like insane years of social media, which not that it wasn't like this when I was a teenager, but I definitely didn't have the whole TikTok phase, I feel like I would really be struggling with this. And I think I've seen a lot of your comments, a lot of your messages, and you guys struggle with this too. So I'm excited to talk about this. I feel like this is a conversation that is never really ending, but it's a good reminder for ourselves to constantly work on this and to reframe our negative thoughts and to not let it get the best of us, because speaking from firsthand experience, I definitely can struggle with this at times, even though at other times I can feel like the most confident person in the world. I feel like I could achieve a lot, but maybe in some aspect, something can get to you and you feel like, you know, you're just not good enough and you feel like everything that you just worked for went down the drain. So anyways, before we get started on this episode, I hope that you guys have subscribed to my YouTube channel for A Better You. I hope that you guys have given this podcast a rating, perhaps a 5-star, I don't know, maybe a little review, maybe a follow on the Instagram, you know. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you are a fan of the podcast, those are little ways that you can support, and I will continue to post episodes that I am proud of for you guys to listen to. Now, before we jump into the episode, let me give you a little bit of life update on me. It is currently the first week of November as I film this episode, and I'm feeling excited. I feel like the Christmas energy is already in the air. I've seen so many TikToks of people getting in the Christmas spirit and already putting their tree up and just all of the Christmas spirit things, and I'm really excited. I feel like by the end of November, I want to do a few Christmas episodes or even do an episode on beating seasonal depression, or maybe that's a little bit intense. Maybe we'll call it the seasonal blues, but I'm excited for that episode because it's something that I'm definitely feeling as the clocks went back an hour a few days ago, and already I was shocked at the fact that it was dark at like 4:45 p.m., and this may be different in a whole bunch of different countries, but here in Canada, here in Vancouver, it's getting dark real early. The sky is getting gloomy, and it's getting harder to wake up in the morning because I'm just so cozy in my bed. So I feel like that's definitely an episode that I'm excited to film and that I hope that you guys are excited to listen to. Last week, I went to the Faye Webster concert. She is kind of like an indie rock, indie pop. I'm not sure if that's her exact genre, but singer, and she's amazing. I feel like she's really big on TikTok, but obviously just in general. You've definitely heard her songs because they're trending on there, but she's just so talented and so good. And watching her live on stage was just so fun. Me and my friend Maella went and we just had such a good time. We couldn't stop talking about how she was so authentic on stage and she was so quirky and cute. And it's just so wholesome to see a whole bunch of people there to see one person, and they don't want her to put on a show They obviously want a show, but like they don't want her to act like somebody else. They don't want her to put on a facade of like who people think that she should be. She's totally being herself, and like at one point she played a Pokemon song, which is kind of random, but it's really authentic to her, and it's kind of beautiful that everybody just wants to see her be the herest her that she could be. I know that sounds really random, but I mean, like, I feel like she was just being so authentic, and it was very inspiring, even for my friend Mael. I feel like she's a very creative person, and watching Faye do her craft in person and just like live was just super inspiring for us. And also her songs are so calming and jazzy, beautiful. Like, I don't even know. Like, the melody, that sounds crazy, was just so great. I actually showed her to my boyfriend and he ended up really liking her music. And the other day I actually took a nap listening to her songs and it was like the best nap I've had in a very long time. So if you haven't heard her, I highly suggest it. I'm sure you're gonna like her music. Other than that, I think I'm gonna start setting up my Christmas decorations soon, which I'm super excited for. I am gonna wait until after Remembrance Day, which is the holiday here in Canada. And also another random update, I've been actively trying to keep my apartment much cleaner the past like 2 weeks, and I just have been feeling really good about myself. I feel like the whole month of October I was having plans and having people sleep over and it was just getting so messy, and finally I feel like my apartment has been clean. I've made an effort to keep it clean and I've just felt so much better. So I sometimes feel like I'm okay with a chaotic environment, and I have to remind myself that like even though I'm okay with it, it doesn't mean it's necessarily the environment that I would be thriving in the most or that my highest self can flourish in. So I started deep cleaning. I played some music and I just gave myself the actual time of day, because sometimes I'll be cleaning and just giving myself like 5-10 minutes here, and obviously I can't get the actual work done. Whereas if I wake up one morning with the intent of cleaning, I play good music, it's daylight, I'm excited, I know that I've got nowhere else to be but cleaning my apartment, then I get excited and I'm ready to do it. So anyways, if you're listening to this now and you're looking around, maybe you're in your room or you're in your kitchen, you're in your living room and it's messy, this is your sign to get up and clean your environment while you listen to this podcast. Or maybe you're outside, or maybe you're at work. I actually have no clue. Comment down below, by the way, if you're on the YouTube video, or you can DM me. Tell me where you guys are listening to this podcast episode, because I'm always so curious. Okay, it's time we get into the episode so that I don't keep chatting forever, because as you guys know, I could talk and talk and talk and talk. We're gonna start this topic by first diving into the difference between self-worth and self-esteem, because I feel like this is kind of important to know, and it might be obvious, but sometimes it's a good reminder because I kind of got confused myself. It says that self-worth is the internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others. Self-worth means that you value yourself and you are enough just by being alive. There's nothing more you need to do. You are worth living on this earth simply because you are a human being. There's no amount of accomplishments you need to have, or looks you need to have, or money you need to have to be worthy. Having high self-worth just means that you are okay with who you are as a person. Self-esteem, on the other hand, relies on external factors such as success and achievements to define your worth, and can often be inconsistent, leading to someone struggling with feeling worthy. And by inconsistent, they mean you make a crazy amount of money and then at another point you don't. That could be altering your self-esteem, like lowering it and hiring it or whatever, but that doesn't have to do with self-worth, because self-worth is from within. Remember, it just means that you're okay with being alive and being human. If you are having problems with any of these things, just know that it's so common, it is so normal, and a lot of the times it's a phase, and that doesn't mean that you can't get out of it or you can't lift it up or higher your amount of self-worth or self-esteem, but that is just important to know. And also, obviously, I just want to say this before we start in this episode. I am not a therapist, but I did watch a whole bunch of TED Talks on this topic before speaking on this, like before this episode right now. And I watched a lot of videos and I did some research and I wrote a bunch of notes on this. So this is just my advice and I guess my collection of thoughts after reading and looking into all this stuff. Obviously, we know self-worth is so important. It determines how we treat ourselves, and I feel like it kind of allows us to even daydream all the possibilities that we can have for ourselves. I feel like if we have a really high sense of self-worth, we almost feel like we can tackle anything in the world. Like we can go after anything that we want and we can do anything that we want and we feel free to be ourselves. And sometimes when we have a lower amount of self-worth, it can lead to really unhealthy coping mechanisms or just lead you down paths that you don't actually want to go down. You may shy away from challenging situations or avoid social situations or even stop trying new things. In one of the TED Talks that I watched, it was saying how it can be really hard to have a high sense of self-worth when the world daily convinces you that you are nothing without certain things such as an education or the amount of money you have or the friends that you have or your relationship status or how big your social life is or the accomplishments that you have or the grades that you have. It seems as if we always get praised for all these external things that we can get done, and if you don't have it, it's like really easy to fall down that spiral that you aren't worth enough. Social media especially can cause this because we are constantly posting for, obviously, like, I mean, we all say we post for ourselves and stuff, but in a certain way, if you're looking at it from like the psychological perspective, we're probably posting in a way and looking for likes and looking for shares and seeing how many likes we can get or how many followers we can get. And it is an ego boost. I mean, obviously it feels great when you're getting like all these notifications, likes and love online. It's really easy to search for that kind of stuff because it's easy to get and it really does fuel us and we feel very like powerful and on top of the world when we're doing so well. But in that same way, how it can make us feel so great with these instant gratification metrics, it can also completely get it taken away from us, and then we can feel like absolute bottom of the barrel, which is not the place where we want to be at, because we should not be determining our self-worth based on other people or an algorithm, especially when it's not a person that you care about that's like grading you. It's literally an algorithm that pushes certain things out for their own agenda. What we should be defining our self-worth on is based on who we are as people in real life. There's a YouTuber named Lavender, I believe that's how you say her name, and she posts really great videos on all sorts of things involving self-help and self-development, and she made a video speaking on self-worth and not feeling good enough. And one of the activities that she suggested you do, which I honestly thought was a really good idea, and I was like, you know what, I think I should do that, is to get out a journal and for a full week, every time you have a negative thought about yourself, to write it down. Because a lot of the times we have repeating patterns of negative thoughts, and I know that this is true because in my life, I feel like the things that I may be insecure about or the feelings that I may have when I feel like I'm not doing good enough, they're usually the same ones. What she said was to write them down all on a piece of paper, and then by the end of the week, read them all. Read everything that you normally think about and all the negative thoughts that you usually have about yourself, and then we can start to reframe them. It's important to realize where these thoughts are coming from and why you have them. So for example, if I was feeling like I didn't like a certain feature about my body, I could think to myself, who made me think about this in the first place? Who gave me this insecurity? Where did it come from? Do I trust opinion, and do I really care about this person that said this to me? Also, is it really a rational reason for why I should be letting this negative thought affect me? And really just kind of dissect where these initial feelings are coming from. Maybe in some ways, some of your negative self-worth thoughts may come from your childhood, or maybe a parent said something about that to you, or a friend, or a teacher maybe said something to you that made you think that I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not lovable enough, I'm not pretty enough, whatever it is. One of the things that I feel like is very common for myself is that I tend to want to have perfection in a lot of aspects of my life. And say even when I post content, I want it to be very perfect. I want it to look a certain way. And I feel like this can maybe happen to a lot of creators that are trying to curate maybe their life to look a certain way, or you want it to look very aesthetic and very beautiful and very perfect, that when something doesn't turn out a certain way, or even in my appearance. Like, say in real life I get a pimple. This is such a dramatic example, but I could be so hard on myself and be like, oh my god, I look so ugly, I look so bad, I look so stupid, like, oh my god, why do I look like that, like my skin is horrible, I don't even want to be on camera. And it's just like, and I think the first thing is, why am I being so mean to myself? And second of all, why am I trying to achieve perfection as a human when, like, that is not physically possible? And I think a lot of the times when we are searching for perfection, whether that be in your appearance or in like academic validation, for example, we will never feel like that void is filled because we're always searching for something that's just completely unattainable. So after you've written your list of your negative thoughts and you've kind of figured out where some of these thoughts have come from, I think that is the first step in moving forward. But obviously I've been there. I could say that I know what my negative thoughts are. I know where they came from, but it's like, okay, so what? I still believe them. But one quote that I saw online was that just because you believe something to be true or you have these certain beliefs ingrained into your head that you've felt and thought about and believed for so many years or so long or so many weeks, so many months, so many days, it does not mean that it's a fact. So that is the first thing I want to say. If you are having any of these issues, know that it's a belief and not a fact. It's really important to practice self-compassion and to forgive yourself and just simply accept yourself so that you can move forward. I think an affirmation that is vital for this is just telling yourself, I forgive myself. I'm okay with where I'm at. You can tell yourself, I am valid, and that you are more than any of these things that you are worried about. I think it can be really hard to move forward and to search for this self-worth and try to like heal this relationship with yourself when you haven't even forgiven yourself for the mean words that you have said to yourself, or maybe how you have treated yourself, or maybe you haven't even let yourself enjoy certain times or situations to its fullest extent because you haven't given yourself that permission to forgive yourself. I think then comes practicing self-acceptance and having self-compassion and treating yourself how you would treat a friend. I mean, if you had a friend that was coming up to you with all these insecurities or all these issues or feelings of inadequacy, you would probably tell them, like, you are trying your best, you are doing a good job, it is honestly hard what you're doing, and everybody has these feelings, you are so beautiful, you are so smart, you are so kind. You would be saying this to your friend, I would hope. So in that same way, you have to tell that to yourself and give yourself those affirmations. And again, I've talked about this in a few of my podcast episodes, videos, you've probably heard it before, seen it before, where people tell yourself, I'm so beautiful, I'm so smart, I'm so kind. And I feel like there's always the controversial opinion where people will say, oh, just because you have to say it to yourself doesn't mean that's gonna work. Or if you have to say it to yourself, that means it's not actually true, because if you truly believed it, you wouldn't be saying it. But I don't actually really agree with that. I think that giving yourself the compliments and kind of the boost that you need is always gonna make you feel better. And I feel like it's really hard to feel poorly about yourself when you are constantly feeding yourself this kind of like self-love to yourself. And I saw another creator talk about this, but when you have so much self-love for yourself and it's actually genuine, and that may take a really long time to build. I don't think anybody builds it overnight, but when you do actively practice on having self-compassion for yourself, treating yourself with kindness, acknowledging your imperfections without being overly critical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Or understanding that you make mistakes and you're simply human and you start to love yourself more and more, having all that self-love and the feeling of unworthiness, they cannot coexist. If you have that self-love, you will always feel worthy and feel good within without somebody else having to validate you. You will have that self-validation and it's almost like you have your own back. Like, you know when they tell you when you're younger, give yourself a pat on the back? That's gonna be you, but you've already given yourself that pat on the back and you give yourself those self-soothing techniques like giving yourself hype up affirmations. I was thinking about this to myself earlier when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, and I kind of just want to throw this in there because something that I've done ever since I think I was really young was giving myself affirmations, and I would always tell myself, like, I'm okay, I'm good, you're good, you're good, you're okay, and I knew that this was true when the other day, or like a few months ago, I was on an airplane, and I was literally napping on the plane, and there was turbulence, and I woke myself up to the turbulence, and the first thing that I said was, "You're okay, Fernanda." And I said it out loud, and my friend looked at me, and I was like, I was kind of embarrassed because I was like, I just said to myself, "You're okay, Fernanda," out loud. And my friend was like, "Are you okay?" And I also said it without even thinking. Like, it was an on instant impulse or like reflex, I don't even know, like sentence that came out of my mouth when I felt like all shaky. I feel like that in itself kind of made me realize that this is like a self-soothing technique that I've probably been doing for as long as I know, that is almost not even manual, but it is so like automatic in a way. And so I feel like when you aren't used to saying those affirmations at first, it can feel silly, it can feel forced, it may feel like you don't believe it, but after a while it really does rewire your brain, and those thoughts will come to you when you have any amount of self-doubt or feeling like you're not safe or feeling like you're not good enough. Your brain will have your back and tell you you're okay, you're fine, you're worthy, you're enough. And that positive self-talk and that internal dialogue can really just change the outcome of how your life actually turns out. Another example of how you can reframe your thoughts with positive self-talk is, instead of telling yourself, "I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this," you tell yourself, "I'll do my best and I'll learn from experience," and just being okay with not being perfect. So just a reminder to be there for yourself and to not abandon yourself when things get tough. I feel like I know a lot of people that are in school or they're in college, and I think a lot of my comment sections also are talking about a lot of people that are in school and college. And I think when you are relying on academic validation, which is not your fault, I mean, a lot of the times you do need certain grades to get into certain schools, or you could have pressure by your parents or even by your peers to get a certain grade, and you feel like if you don't have those grades, then you are not enough. There's a lot of pressure on you when you have all those beliefs on you. And in those times when things are rough and maybe your mental health isn't the best, or you feel super overwhelmed or super stressed, or you don't have enough time to truly take care of yourself, especially in those times where you can tend to let yourself go and not do the most that you can to keep yourself feeling good and happy and just content. I think finding some techniques that really ground you and make you feel at home within yourself is really important, whether that be some self-care rituals, or maybe that's like a meditation, or maybe it's journaling and getting all your feelings out, or maybe it's seeing friends and hanging out with people that actually uplift you and make you feel good. And in fact, that was actually my next point, to make sure that you connect with supportive people and not to isolate yourself. I think especially in those down times, it's really common to isolate, to kind of maybe even avoid the issue, or to not burden other people with these doubts that you may be having about yourself or these negative thoughts, or you may even feel like you are not worthy to spend time with other people because of all these negative thoughts that you're feeling. But that is the exact time when you have to push yourself to see people and to seek comfort in people that see your worth maybe before you do in those times. I feel like I already went through a few of them, but here's a list of things that are out of your control and do not determine your worth. Your worth is not depending on your looks or your appearance. It is not depending on your career. Your worth is not dependent on what you eat, your inner critic, the clothes that you wear, even your age. I feel like people that are young or old can get critiques for how old they are. Your worth is not determined on how your childhood played out, since you did not have a say in that or the parents that you got. It is not on your social media status or your income, what you have or haven't achieved, how well you did or didn't handle a situation, how far through your healing journey you are, what you choose to share on social media, or other people's opinions of you. There was a quote on Pinterest that said, "My worth is not dependent on actions. My value is not tied to performance. Even if I accomplish nothing today, I am worthy and loved for simply being me." So I think that's just super cute. I just want to say to you guys, whoever's listening to this, just know that if you are having doubts right now, no matter if it's any of these subjects and you've been thinking about them recently, you've been hard on yourself, you've been nitpicking yourself for certain ways that maybe your life has played out or comments that someone has said to you, I am telling you with my whole heart that you are enough and that you are worthy and that you are worthy of all the dreams that you have and of all the aspirations you have and to have all the love that you deserve in this world. It is so important that you see that, and if nobody else sees it, I see it. And once you know that I see it, you have to trust me and trust the people that are always telling you that you are worthy. There could even be times where you don't feel worthy and people could be telling you, we see your worth, we see your worth, and you don't want to believe them. But in those times, it is the most important time to believe other people and really just trust them on that. Once you trust them and you start to believe this inner worth that you have, you will start to glow from within. And a point that I wanted to say about this with self-worth is that when you believe that you have self-worth and you treat yourself like you are worthy and you treat yourself with love and you treat yourself with compassion and you hold yourself to a certain standard, people will not walk all over you. People will know how to treat you depending on how you treat yourself. And that is why it is so important to value yourself and water yourself like you are a little plant. You have to treat yourself like a queen, like a princess, and feel that value from within. For me, especially when my job is online and social media, a lot of the times I can tie my self-worth to how many views I'm getting and how many followers I have. And when certain videos don't do as well, I start to nitpick myself and think, oh my God, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing well enough. Am I getting boring? Am I not interesting? Is it my looks? Is it something I did? And I have to remind myself that all those things are external to me and have nothing to do with my value, and that I am simply enough. And even for the things that are about me in real life that actually matter, like the values that I have, like the way that I treat other people, what lights me up and what inspires me and what gets me excited and what I'm passionate about and who I love, the connections I have with other people, maybe my ability to empathize with other people, and all of those things, those are the things that make me feel worthy, and I am the one that can determine that worth. And when I see it and I treat myself like that and I hold certain boundaries and I don't let people disrespect me or treat me any less than I think that I should be treated, then everything around you will change. I've made a podcast episode before on all things comparison and dealing with envy and jealousy, and I feel like that's a really important video that if you want to watch, I highly recommend listening to it or watching it on YouTube. It can be so helpful for you to acknowledge these feelings of envy and jealousy, because a lot of the time comparison, you know, they say, is the thief of joy. And maybe when you compare yourself with other people online or your peers or maybe to what your ideal version of yourself looks like, which could be an unrealistic standard, that's when you can start to nitpick yourself and feel like you're in this invisible competition when you really aren't, and it might just all be in your head. So dealing with those thoughts is super important, and I think shadow work and really doing some reflecting on things about yourself and really reflecting on why certain thought patterns are the ones that you have, you can kind of free yourself from those thoughts that can feel like literally jail. Speaking of comparison, try your best to not put other people on pedestals, and this could be celebrities or influencers that you may think are perfect or people with certain jobs. If there are things like social media that are the cause for your insecurities or your feelings of self-doubt because you feel like you can't live up to these expectations that are online, try your best to create boundaries with those things. For example, if you know that being on social media makes you constantly compare yourself and feel inadequate, quit, then limit your social media time, limit your screen time, limit the time that you spend scrolling, and unfollow all of those people and accounts that make you feel less than what you are. Cut out anything that makes you feel small, whether that be certain accounts, maybe that's people in real life. And I know this always isn't possible, depending on if it's like literally people that you live with, but if you do have the option to, try your best to cut out those things. Anything that makes you feel small is not worth keeping around, and ultimately is just stunting your chance to being happy and just feeling free within yourself. Another thing I wanted to say is that if you are struggling with feelings of self-worth and negative thoughts overtaking your brain and making you feel like you are not enough, is focusing on the things that you do love about yourself and the things that you are good at and the strengths that you do have. When you are really feeling down bad, this could be kind of hard to think about all the positive things about yourself, but really make an effort to list like 10 things that you love about yourself, or if it's 5, then it's 5, or if it's 1, then it's 1, and list those things and really focus on those. Maybe if it's a smaller number, you can focus on cultivating or new habits or new thought patterns that you are proud of and that you are happy with, so that you can enjoy what you're good at and just elevate your mood and increase your positive thinking. So hopefully those positive thoughts can overweigh the negative ones. And as I said earlier, if you are feeling these feelings of unworthiness, treat yourself as if you're taking care of your younger self, like your inner child. You're just a little baby, and focus on doing some self-care and just overall focusing on self-love. It's so easy to go on Pinterest or to go on YouTube and search up self-care ideas. You can watch self-care vlogs. You can watch self-care TikToks. Just there's so many ideas floating around on ways that you can pamper yourself and make yourself feel taken care of. And it doesn't even have to just be superficial things like getting your nails done or taking a bath. It can literally be saying no to plans so that you have more time to yourself. Maybe that means more time for sleep, more time for rest. Maybe it's cooking a healthy meal that will actually make you feel good. Or maybe it's taking a little break from the work that you have so that when you go back to it, you're feeling good. Maybe it's just even laying down and just relaxing. Like, give yourself an hour where you're not racing your mind with thoughts if you're feeling like you have a lot of negative thoughts passing by. Speaking of that, I feel like that's when meditation comes in, because it's truly just getting rid of all the thoughts that you have and just being at peace with where you're at. And also welcoming gratitude. I feel like that's such a cliche, but truly feeling grateful. And if you're feeling like you're actually having progress and you're starting to heal certain aspects of yourself that you had previously felt unworthy for, then I think it is really important to keep a gratitude journal or something where you can jot down these things that you're thankful for and thankful for your growth. Overall, it is just important to fill up your cup and to not neglect that cup, because without your cup being filled, there is no more love to go around. You have to have your own cup filled so that it's overflowing, and then you can fill all the other aspects of your life. And once you yourself are filled, I feel like it makes all your jobs easier. And not only that, but I think you can be easier on yourself. And lastly, the quote that I wanted to talk about, which is in the title of the thumbnail, I believe, is your worth doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. This is so important to remember. If someone is making you feel like you are not enough, and it's like a friend or a family member, or maybe it's a commenter online, and just know that if anybody is making you feel unworthy, first of all, their cup is not filled themselves, because someone with a full cup would not go out of their way to actively bring someone else down. That is literally like that's just not possible, okay? So if anyone is making you feel down, just know that it is nothing to do with you, and it has all to do with them. It has all to do with them and the way that they see the world, and most likely they're just projecting the way they feel about themselves onto you. I feel like this also has a lot to do with one of those quotes on how people's perception of you have nothing to do with you, and it's all a reflection of how they feel about themselves. And for that reason, it is so important to have that self-validation so that you don't rely on other people or social media or people above you, or maybe if you're a girl and you're looking for a guy's approval to feel worthy enough. It is so important to have your own sense of self-worth so you don't go to crazy extents or crazy miles or even degrade yourself, honestly, to seek that validation. When you know your worth, nobody can make you feel worthless. I think it's very obvious when you know that someone doesn't see your worth, and you may even know it based on the way that they treat you. Maybe they disrespect you, or they're mean to you, or they say mean things to you, or they're not fully accepting you. Maybe they don't want to be with you, or they don't want to hang out with you. Whatever the case may be, I feel like you can sense when that is happening. And for some certain reasons, you may be holding on to these people or these things that make you feel this way. It could be because you don't have anyone else to turn to, or you don't have any other friends, or you don't have other people. So you'll stay with them and you'll stick with them, even though they make you feel bad about yourself. But those people, them and nothing is the same thing, honestly. So the people that don't see your worth, do not keep them around in your life. They're only going to make you feel worse about yourself. And if they don't don't see your worth, they are not worth having in your life. With self-love and knowing your worth will come that feeling of wanting to protect your energy and protect your peace and protect your environment and your little bubble around you. And you have to recognize that being in your bubble, being in your circle, knowing how powerful and how magical it is and how beautiful it is, knowing that you've cultivated this, you will not let people that have that bad energy come near you. And you shouldn't let those people come near you because they will be energy vampires and suck that life out of you. They're probably looking for someone full of energy and juice to suck out of, if that made any sense. My point of that was, even if you don't have many friends or you don't have many people, and for that reason, you don't want to cut them off, it is not a good enough reason to stay in contact with them when you do not feel valued. You can learn to like yourself and to be your own best friend. Ultimately, guys, I hope you know how worthy you are, regardless of any of the things that we talked about, and to constantly give yourself that reminder. Give yourself those affirmations. They truly are important, and they can truly change the way you feel about yourself. And just know that nobody can make you feel any different about yourself. Really, if anyone is going to you and saying bad things about you, or there's people online that aren't making you feel good about yourself, know that you have the power to change how you feel about yourself. And if you aren't feeling good enough, then recognize those things that are bringing you down and have enough respect for yourself to keep those boundaries high and to not let those things seep into your life. You are worth so much more than that, and you are worth all the dreams and all the desires that you want in this world, but you have to believe it yourself, and it is not a simple process. There are many things in my life I feel like where I can dip sometimes and go through a phase of having self-doubt, and again, that is normal. Talk to friends, talk to people, you can even talk to professionals if you have those thoughts, but know that they are fleeting and that they are going to go away. And that doesn't take away from how you feel about yourself. Anyways, I've been chatting for a while. I want to leave it short and sweet there. I love you. Whenever you are listening to this, if it is night, morning, middle of the day, you are her. You are worth it. And you already knew this all along. I saw someone talk about this, and they were saying that the minute that you are born, you already came in with all that love for yourself, but society can sometimes bring it down. They put all these rules on you saying that you're not enough for this, or you don't look like this, and you need to have this, and you need to have this much of this. That is not true. Take all those layers off, take all that garbage off, dust that off your shoulders, kick those people out of the way, and get back to yourself and realize that you hold all the power that you need. And if you're spiritual or you believe in whatever you believe in, maybe it's God, maybe it's the universe, they've got you and you've got yourself. You just need to remember that. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you very soon. You are worth it. And if you don't think so, I think so.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.